to The Ordinary Man, a place to discover God's plan for us in today's world. Well, good morning. It is another amazing day here in South Alabama, ready to get some of the thoughts out of my head that God keeps putting in there for me. And I love sharing them with those of you that that do take the time to come and listen for a little bit. So today I'm going to kind of steal a title from our pastor. I don't know that it was necessarily his title, but he definitely used the phrase, and I loved it, and it stuck. But it was really called that the towel is greater than the title. And the reason that kind of hung out to me is because it is something that sticks to my heart, because it describes me to a T in many ways, that what the idea behind that particular theme is, that servanthood is so much greater than elevation or elevating yourself to a position of title and prominence. We had such an amazing example in Jesus when he was on the earth here, in that he did not come to be the bright and shining rock star. Every bit of who he was indicates and is the fact that he was God, that he was everything that we could never be, and he was perfect in all ways. And despite that, and despite knowing that he had every power, every ability, every human and superhuman thing that could have existed, he didn't use these things to elevate himself to a level of stardom. As a matter of fact, it wasn't a part of his style at all. Humility was what he brought to the table, and being able to be a servant first is exactly what Jesus had. So when we're looking for the scripture that kind of points to this, we're going to be in Philippians, and this morning it comes out of Philippians chapter 2, and we'll just start at chapter 2, verse 3. And it says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out for only your own interest, but take interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ had. Though he was God and did not think of equality with God as something to cling to, instead he gave up his own divine privileges. He took the humble position as a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to a place of the highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What this is pointing to or alluding to is that humility is that example that Jesus displayed. And in the title, the towel versus the title, it's really kind of going back to that story where Jesus sat with his disciples at the Last Supper. And one of the final things that he did was he donned himself with his robe, or again, I should know this better, but I don't. But in one way, shape, or form, he wrapped himself in the towel and began to kneel at the feet of each one of the disciples and wash their feet. And in the time of which that this was being done, the process of feet washing was not something that was done by the homemaker normally. It wasn't something done by the host. It was normally something that was kind of there by the hired help. It was one of the lowest things that could be done. And realistically, it was a way to, for practicality speaking, keep the dirt from the outside from coming into the home. But it's also, you know, your feet. It's the part of your body that touches the ground the most, or in that day, you know, sandals. It was just a less clean portion. And when we think about the symbology of Jesus washing each one of his disciples' feet, really can kind of think of it, it should have been backwards. Each one of them should have been taking an opportunity to bow down and wash his feet. And as he went person to person, it was even shocking to the disciples that this was happening. It was even shocking to them, to the point that a few of them wanted to decline the opportunity. The few of them want to say, hey, Jesus, you can't do this. Do you know who you are? I know who you are. There's no way that I can submit to watching you wash my feet. And he said, I have to. This is a fulfillment of everything. This is the absolute demonstration of the humility that I need to be displayed in the world, and that I need each one of you to continue, and everybody here beyond that follows me. So in that very specific story, that's where we get kind of the coin phrase, the towel is greater than the title. Jesus had both. And he showed us in that moment that the use of the towel, literally and metaphorically, was so much greater than the title that we know he could have had, and the title that we know he did really have, and the title that we know he has now, and where he was elevated to after his crucifixion. And the other thing that was pointed out, again, hijacking some content from the pastor, but again, this is ideas and content that I believe was so well thought out. When we think about the washing of the feet, and again, the practicality of it was in the day, removing the dirt before you came into somebody's house. What we would know today is, hey, take your shoes off before you come in. When you think about that in a spiritual perspective, when you think about this concept of washing feet, you're really keeping the world, the mess that we trudge through, all outside as we have to interact and deal with the world and be around people, you're keeping that out of your home. So when we start thinking about not only the idea of servanthood and being humble, taking the lowest seat across the board, we can also draw some idea from this just in the perspective of, when we take the time and the humility as leaders in our home, as men, to, either physically isn't necessarily going to do the trick, although it would throw your family for a loop, and it would be sort of fun to watch their faces. Spiritually speaking and metaphorically speaking, washing of your family's feet and those that do enter your home is a place to show your leadership as a man and as a leader, in the ability to work your best to keep the world out of your home, to cleanse them before they get to come in, and to immerse them into the environment as the leader of your home in a place that is spirit-filled and doesn't have so much of the world's downtrodden ways that they get brought in. And we can think about that through washing of the feet in how we structure our homes. We can think through that as washing the feet as principles within how we govern even things such as our electronic devices. What dirt from the world are we bringing into our homes each and every time we open those mobile devices? And again, most of these talks are the thoughts that run through my head because of the convictions that run through my own mind. They're the things that I know true to be of myself, and they're the things that I know to be true because I work through them. I work on them. They're the struggles that are here. And again, as I opened with, the idea of servanthood is not something that comes easy to me. It's not because I don't enjoy serving. It's not because I don't find value in it. It's because so many more times I find myself chasing after the position, chasing after the glory. And so it's very hard for me to sometimes sit back and just say, God has me exactly where I am supposed to be. It doesn't mean I don't work hard. It doesn't mean I don't give 110%, but it does mean that I enjoy and I bask in the exact place in life that he has me for all the reasons that he has me here. And I do everything that I can to honor that position exactly as it is. And I serve those that are around me with and through that position to the best and the fullest, so that they may not see me, but they would see Christ through me. That's really what we want to be the product of true servanthood. And the same thing goes in the washing of the feet and keeping your home clean, in that, as a leader, it can be very easy to do as I say, not as I do. And guilty, hand is raised right here, that so many times I have found myself giving counsel to my kids in things that I wasn't doing myself or unwilling to do. And that's not It's not how the program works. It's not going to be effective because at some point you're going to be seen for the mimicker of the rule and not the actual, you know, embodiment of the rule or the desire. And it comes across as disgenuine. So I think that's about all the rambling that I have. So as we kind of wrap that little piece up there, I encourage you to go back into that Philippians chapter 2 and have a look at some of that context for yourself and see where the idea of being a servant first and looking after the interests of others is. And then also looking a little bit at that, how important that idea of washing of feet was and, you know, the towel being greater than the title, you know, in your life. So as we move to the towards the conclusion, I would like to close with a prayer. There's so much that comes across in the power of our prayer, and God gets to hear each and every way that we pray. He hears our words when we speak formally. He hears our words when we speak in loud. He speaks just when we pray, when we have those conversations, God gets to hear us. So let's go to Him now. Heavenly Father, Lord, I am grateful and I'm thankful for such an opportunity to be a part of the service of your kingdom. And God, with all genuine and heart, I pray, Lord, for a servant's heart and mind to come over me and to come over those that are listening, God. I pray, Lord, that you would give us a place to serve those in this world that as we serve, they may not see us, but they would get to see you. That they would see the kingdom of God, the amazingness of your life and your greatness for them and what you would have for them, God. I pray, Lord, that each and every prayer request that comes through the airwaves, through this forum, through other forums, through people's personal relationships, God, that you would hear and that you would honor and that you would bless. God, there are so many in my own life that you know, I'm praying for friends to find a closer relationship with you, God. I'm praying for family members to continue to grow and develop in their own lives. God, I'm praying for friends that are again, dealing with terminal illnesses that don't seem fair and don't seem right. And God, I'm praying for peace and comfort for those families. God, I pray for my own family, for strength and encouragement as a dad of three girls that they will see an example of what a man should look like. And God, that you will give me the ability to demonstrate to them what a servant in your kingdom is supposed to look like. And as they transition to finding that man that they gravitate to, God, that you would place in their life a man that would have these same qualities. God, I am thankful for the day. I am thankful for this time. And I'm thankful for each and everything that you give to us. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Well, guys, it's been a great session again. I appreciate for those of you that take the time to listen and keep some of this short time with me, to keep some of the squirrels that stay locked up in the cage of my mind to let them out. We'll do this again here soon, and I pray for your fight in this world, that you will continue to fight hard, that you will fight with honor and glory, and that God would bless each and every piece of your servant mentality. Till the next time.